We're here at the National Farm Machinery Show, where we had a seminar today on UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles, which is, to turn a phrase, really taken off as far as their applications for farming and for agriculture. And with me is Suzanne Smith, and Suzanne's with the University of Kentucky, and she was one of the presenters here. And Suzanne, tell me a little bit about what you talked about and what the universities are doing to work with the applications potential for UAVs in agriculture.
Well, thank you. Yes, the University of Kentucky and many universities are working with research to help support the development of these technologies for ag applications and for other applications. At University of Kentucky, we have a consortium and its faculty members from across the university, from ag engineering, from forestry, from mechanical engineering, electrical engineering, computer science, all working together to be able to advance technologies, and we're working with companies. And so companies then get to interact with our brilliant faculty, they get to talk to our amazing students, and mainly we get to work together on challenging problems so that these technologies will be verified and they'll be ready to go when the time is right, you know, for them to be useful for farmers in the field.
Now, what's your background then? You're a mechanical engineer?
I'm a mechanical engineer, but really aerospace, and I've done a lot of work on systems like this over the years. As a young engineer, I worked on one system really decades ago, but more recently, we started working about 12 years ago on systems that really the aircraft systems, so not rotorcraft, but, you know, airplanes, systems for other purposes, and then right now, people are really looking at, well, can you use those aircraft to fly sensors to measure weather turbulence in the air or to measure things on the ground? And so that's my involvement in this.
Well, here at the seminar at the National Farm Machinery Show, you've got lots of questions. You had a nice panel here. And really, what you were here for was to answer questions, more or less. What kind of questions were people asking?
The panel was great because it really represented all kinds of interests. Mm-hmm. The questions we got asked were, you know, what's ready and what's not ready, you know, for use on the farm. What can people do alone, or do they have to have an expert help them with now? There were all kinds of questions about where is the U.S. in this in terms of public policy for being able to fly systems like this. And so there were all kinds of good questions from the audience and very thoughtful questions from the audience to really probe what's working right now and what will be available in a few years.
So you have been looking at this for, as you said, decades, and it really is so close right now, you can touch it. How do you feel about this right now?
It's very exciting right now, and the students know it, and the students feel it. It's amazing at a university now, you know, how what the promise and potential of these technologies are, and the students are excited as well. I think that, you know, you can feel a change just over the last 2 years. Before it was, will this happen or not? And now it's just like, when?
It's almost like science fiction coming true.
it certainly seems that way sometimes, doesn't it? You know, and all. But I think in the end, it's really time saving and efficiency. And that's what everybody is hoping for, is like, what's the right use, you know, for this to help?
All right. Thank you so much, Suzanne. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And it was great to hear what you had to say and the great interest here among farmers. Here at the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.